Justin Bieber, Holy. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So several weeks ago, I think it was back in January, I decided to send off my favorite jacket to get repaired, hoping to get repaired.
Now, by jacket, this is like a fleece zip up. Kind of a thin thing.
Yes, but it's my favorite, and I've had it for years.
What brand is it?
North Face.
Okay. So it's like a Colombian North Face kind of thing. Like, you know, everybody has one
of these. It's like a North Face kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, everybody has one of these.
So I got it on sale because, you know, I don't like to buy full price, pay full price. So anyway, the inside of the pocket started getting holes in it. And so it's really thin. And I guess that's because I've used it so much. But I thought, man, this is so sad. And so I was going to try and fix the pocket myself. But then I realized, no, that is not going to work. I can sew, but I don't think I could do that and do it justice.
The pocket lining is actually made out of a thin, sort of a nylon meshy type thing. It's not even fleece like the rest of the jacket.
No, it's a thinner fabric.
Yeah.
And so I went online and looked, and there is a warranty on their products. And so I was like, huh, well. So I get on and I don't remember if I just chatted with somebody or if I emailed them or whatever, but I got the information on what I needed to do. So you fill out this form and you tell them your information, all that. So then you mail the jacket to them.
You're never going to see that jacket again.
And this is how much I really like this jacket. I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send it off, and I know that it's going to take weeks. And
like, it'll be summertime, and you won't even need it when it gets back.
Oh, you know me. I'm still going to wear a jacket inside because I get cold. So I send it off, and I even thought, if I have to pay for the repair, it's surely not going to be that much. But they'll let me know. Well, I'm willing to pay. But I haven't even heard anything from them yet. I know I have the tracking number. I know that it arrived at their facility. But I haven't heard from them yet. I'm waiting, like, please don't let my jacket get lost. Oh, it's my favorite jacket.
Okay, can I point out you're wearing the same thing right now?
No,
why did
not.
You need to get this thing fixed?
Okay, this was my alternative. When the pocket started going, I was like, well, I'll just go to the outlet mall and I will try to find another one. No, they don't make I couldn't find the same one. It's something about the fabric. It is the style of the jacket. There were none to be found like that. And granted, I got this jacket like 5 years ago. So I've got another one, but it's just not my favorite. And I got it for a really good price also because I'm cheap. But it's just not the same. And so here I am just waiting. I thought this morning as I was putting my shoes on for some reason.
You're never going to get that jacket back.
I'm going to get it back. I was putting my shoes on this morning. And I was like, I haven't heard anything about my jacket. Surely I'm going to get my jacket back. And then this morning in the office, I don't say anything about it. Zach says, hey, Trisha, have you heard anything about your jacket? I was like, why? Me and Zach both thought of my jacket today. So I'm going to call him and inquire and say, please tell me you've got my jacket. Please tell me you can fix my jacket. Oh, please. And please let it be covered under warranty.